All right, brothers and sisters, we have Sister Lakeisha Muhammad, and we also have Evangelist Joyce. Sister Lakeisha Muhammad is from Muhammad's Mosque number 32 in Phoenix, and Evangelist Joyce is from the South Phoenix Missionary Baptist Church, and they're coming together for a Christian-Muslim unity event. It's a two-part event that's happening on Saturday, November the 11th. How y'all sisters doing today?
We're fine. Thank you for having us. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Sister Lakeisha, tell us about what's happening on November the 11th.
What Sister and I are doing is we're having a Grand Master to come into the city of Phoenix, and he's going to teach us on self-defense. He's going to teach us self-awareness. He's going to teach on how to defend ourselves and our families. He's going to teach us techniques to use to defend ourselves. But it starts in the mind, so he's going to teach us spiritual things as well, to where it gets our mind and our body ready and prepared just in case we're ever in a situation to where we have to defend ourselves, our families. We know that as they get closer to this end of the world, if we would say, get closer to darkness, a lot is getting ready to happen in this dark hour. So we just want to be mentally, spiritually, physically prepared for that. And that's what the first part of November the 11th is about.
That's right.
But we also want to collaborate that with our Christian brothers and sisters. So my sister, Evangelist Joyce, is my sister. She's my Christian sister. And why not share this knowledge with her and our Christian brothers and sisters so we can all do it together? Because guess what? We may have to fight together.
That's right. So you're talking about the self-defense and empowerment class featuring Grandmaster Abdul Aziz, Brother Anthony Muhammad out of Chicago. And
yes.
This brother is like the top of the food chain when it comes to martial arts. He was trained by Moses Powell and all the other greats in martial arts. November the 11th, they got a men's class at 9 a.m. Women and youth will be joining them on at 12 noon. Then they're going to have a question and answer period at 2 p.m. And
yes,
the price is $75 to get this valuable knowledge. And this is at the South Phoenix Missionary Baptist Church at 2006 East Broadway Road in Phoenix.
Yes.
And here's a number for y'all to call, 480-349-2382. That's 480-349-2382. Or you can contact Sister Lakeisha Muhammad. So that's Lakeisha.Muhammad@AOL.com. Evangelist, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. So you representing South Phoenix Missionary Baptist Church. Tell us tell us about the church and what you guys are doing with Muhammad's Mosque number 32.
Well, we are here at South Phoenix Missionary Baptist Church, and that's a church where everybody is somebody. And that's our motto, and we are under the leadership of Pastor Chauncey D. Hatton Sr. We are just really excited to be included and to be in fellowship with this unity event. Sister Muhammad and I, recently we met this summer, and it was just an instant connection. It just nobody but God could have just put us together the way that we did. And we've just been running together ever since. And when the opportunity presented itself for me to be able to invite people from our church and our in our district association and other pastors and stuff, I jumped at it. Because even if it's just one or two or three different like pastors or deacons or, you know, laymen even in the church that come and they get this training and receive this type of education and continuing education, I think is going to be a blessing to the community. Because we are on the South Side, you know, sometimes we're overlooked. The mosque can be the churches here. And right now there is a lot of gentrification trying to happen here in the community. And instead of empowering the African-Americans that live here in this community, they're trying to, of course, erase that and put in their own stuff, their Whole Foods and all these other things. But we have longevity here. We have a history here in this community. And like Sister Muhammad said, I think that being safe within our own communities, within our religious organizations and things of that matter. Because the truth of the matter is we always are the first ones to be targeted when there's something going on, because they know the power that we do have. Sometimes we our own selves don't realize the power that we do have. But as Blacks in the country, we influence everything. Our dollar influences everything.
Right.
Trend. What's popular, right. All of these things, things that the government enforces simply just to hold us back because they know the power. And this goes back, you know, since they brought us here. But I think we also forget how powerful we really are. We are the ones that made things happen in our community where we're safe. We had school programs. We taught our young men and women how to dress and to carry themselves and just be on another level, upper echelon. And I think this unity event is really what's going to bring that back to the forefront. And like Sister Muhammad said, if anything should happen, the training that the Nation of Islam has, their organization and their eye for detail and keeping things safe and in order, is just, it's amazing. It's impeccable. I mean, there's governments that look to that and try to do that same structure. And to have Brother Hazeez come down here and be able to tap into that and get that, I think that is amazing, considering the guns and the violence, yes, that people are inflicting on people,
right,
in religious communities. I think it's just so important to have that, whether it's just we need to make sure that we're walking the mothers of the church to the car better, or we're just making sure that we, when our pastor goes to speak at somewhere else, we need somebody that has a motorcade and can say, hey, if something happens, we need to get our leader out of here, because the head is who we need to protect. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that they have this available to the women as well, because the men are the head, but the women are the neck. So if the head wants to turn left, the women of the neck need to be there to support that and turn left as well. So I'm excited about the opportunity. And I believe that, you know, once this event happens, people are going to see that and we'll be able to do more things as well.
It's truly about closing the gap and making sure that we all are on the same page of one mind, one sound, one God. Not I believe here, I believe there. No, we're trying to close that gap with the community to let them know, listen, if you believe in a higher power bigger than yourself, unite with us and let's go out and save our people. Let's be little saviors to them, because we're responsible for them if we say that we're serving Jesus. So Sister and I, Sister Joyce and Evangelist Joyce and I, that's what we're striving to do. And as I said earlier, with the women, a nation can't move without the women.
Right.
So I love the fact that the women are just as important as the men. We understand that the men are providers and maintainers. And the brothers understand they can't do nothing and make no moves without us. And we're going to be there for them because we are backbones to each other.
That's right. That's wonderful. And to cap off that evening, it's going to be wonderful because Brother Student Minister Nuri Muhammad is coming down to Phoenix to be the honoree and keynote speaker for the Unity event that evening, with the meet and greet at 5:00 and then the actual event taking place at 6:30. Y'all talk about that event.
Oh, wow. Now, that event, that evening is going to be phenomenal because we're honoring different community leaders. So we're honoring a sister named Dana Burns, who works so hard in the Black community on the South Side. She's always trying to unite the community, but you don't hear too many people talking about her. So we want to honor those that may not get the recognition that they deserve, even though they're not looking for recognition. We want to say thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for putting your life out there. Thank you for loving us, even if we didn't love ourselves at times. Thank you for all of your hard work. And then we're going to talk about the pastor who built this beautiful church with his service of over 50 years. Mm. He has over 50 years of service. He's made his transition. However, his spirit still lives in this church through his congregation, through the pastor presently in his place, who's walking in those heavy shoes. Those are big shoes to fill. And he's a young pastor at that. So we want to recognize the pastor who paved the way for us, because right, a good Muslim is a good Christian and a good Christian is a good Muslim.
Right.
So we're brothers and sisters. So then we want to recognize him. Then we want to recognize the GM, which is the Grand Master, for all that he's doing, him and his wife, for all that he's doing in the fact of security. As you stated earlier, he goes all around the world teaching, teaching safety, teaching security, teaching what we should do, what we shouldn't do, how we should move, how we should be observant, how we this. He does this every year. Cities are bringing him all over. So we want to thank him for his service. We want to thank you. It's almost like a flower is why you live, while they're present. When we're dead and gone, they don't see those flowers. They don't know the kind words that we're saying about them. So why not do it while they're alive, walking on this earth and letting them know? And then we're going to close out with our beautiful, we're going to honor a lot of the pastors that's in the audience. We're going to have them to stand up. We're going to have different ministers from the Nation of Islam that may be present to stand up. Anybody who has labored or is laboring in the in this work, we want to shout them out. We want to tell them, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's pull together. We love you. This is what we do. This is what Sister and I are trying and striving very hard to do. And we're going to close it with Brother Nuri as the roundabout. And those who have heard that brother teach, oh my God, he is phenomenal. Right. He's phenomenal. And he is a great, one of our great student ministers in the Nation of Islam. So he's going to tie it all in. And we're going to be able to fellowship, closing the gap under one roof. What better place to do it than a church?
That's right.
What better place to show unity than the church? Like Psalms 27 said, the Lord is our light. We're going to let our light shine, because what's going to happen is the takeaways is we're going to leave this beautiful church and that beautiful spirit and come back with a plan of action of how we're going to go out into our community, and we're going to save our community, and we're going to save our people, and most importantly, we're going to save our elders and our children. So that's what that banquet is about. It's not about a rump shaking and none of that stuff. It's about the teaching. It's about teaching, and it's about praising, and it's about worshiping, but it's about, it's a business, a start to a business proposal of work. We want to be like Jesus. We say we know him, so we want to demonstrate that. We want to work like him. We want to follow him, and we want to do the works of him. And if we do that together, man, this enemy is in trouble.
That's right. That's right. Sister Evangelist Joyce, yeah. What do you want to add to that?
Oh, I don't know what to add to that. Well, I will say this. I think it's a great opportunity. Anybody listening, if you know somebody, I think it's a great opportunity. And I don't want to say to network or socialize, but I do want to say that, because I think it's really important. Sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know. And you don't know what blessing you're going to receive. You don't know what door you may open, what avenue that you may be able to go down when you meet somebody at this Unity event. I think it's urgent.
Yeah.
Within the Black community, to really get back to basics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are saying, well, we need to integrate, and we need to teach our children how to code switch and be integrated with people when they go out into society and they're in white America and all these other things. And I don't believe in that. I think it's very important that, yes, we teach our children how to be a representative, their best foot forward, but it doesn't have to be according to these people's standards. I think it's important for it to be according to standards of God and then to the standards within our own community, and showing our young women that when you cover yourself and you use your mind and you're aware of your surroundings, and you too can be safe. You know, I think it's important that young ladies see that what an important role they have in the ministry and what an important role they have in going forth and spreading knowledge in our community. I think it's important that the young men see, yes, I can go about my day to day and I can be dressed impeccably, and you better not try me because I'm trained. I know how to defend myself. I know how to defend my family, and I know how to defend anybody else if I'm in a situation. I think it's important for the other pastors that I have, you know, reached out to and sent invitations to, specifically in like the Baptist, the Kojic. There's some Catholic ministers that I wanted to come and meet, because I think it's important to hear what's going to be said, because the infrastructure of the Nation of Islam is such that it's all about, it's education. It's getting your mind in the right frame and the knowledge. And when you have the knowledge, you have the power to change everything, move mountains, the things that you can accomplish when you just know the information. So if you're ever tested, but you didn't study for the test, you're going to fail.
That's right.
That's right.
But if you have all the information, and you may never need it, but sometimes you might, I feel like it'll be very eye-opening for people because they don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, you know, you drive down Broadway, you don't know, is anybody at the church? Is anybody at the mosque? You don't know. You kind of don't come in. You think, oh, is that not for me? Or am I not supposed to be there? Mm-hmm. But yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. You are. There might be some people here who think that don't know anything about God. They don't know anything. They don't know anything about the Lord. They don't know anything about anything at all. Mm-hmm. And then we are the first introduction to that. Mm-hmm. And you can say, you know what? I'm supposed to be a part of the Nation of Islam. That That's speaks right. to me. That's right. Or I'm supposed to be a part of the Baptist Convention. That speaks to That's me. Right. Somebody might find their purpose. Somebody mm-hmm. might find, might find salvation that way. But somebody also might find somebody who says, oh, I didn't know Brother So-and-so was part of the Nation of Islam. And he can be an attorney. And you're going through something and that something that needs something to get into a litigious manner. And then you can go to them and that money goes to black business and all of these things. So it's going to be networking. It's going to be faith working. And I'm excited.
Yes.
And I'm also excited just to, you know, get dressed up and fellowship. You know, these times, it's nice. It's mm-hmm. nice to look nice. It's nice to feel nice.
Yeah.
And meet with people that it's not in such a setting where you're like, oh, this is so very formal or I'm uncomfortable and this is just a business setting. But I'm so ready for this and then other things to come down the pipeline. Absolutely. I'm very excited.
That's wonderful. So this is great. An example the Black community can set for the whole world of how faiths can come together. When you see what's happening in the world, this could be a shining example for the Phoenix community and the rest of the Black communities all over the country. So I'm glad you all are partnering. This is wonderful. Give out that information one more time so people can know how to come to the event, how to purchase their tickets and contact information.
We're doing sale. We're doing Cash App as well. We do have a link and I'll send that to you, brother. So you can probably post that as well. And again, it's Lakesha, LAKESHA.Muhammad@AOL.com. My phone number, 480-349-2382 for any questions. The church is South Phoenix Missionary Baptist Church. The address is
2006 East Broadway here in Phoenix, Arizona.
So we, please come. We are looking to make this a Zoom event as well, to where you all could just click on the link. And I think it's $25. I'm not sure, but I think that's right. So we are in the process of doing that, to where those who may not be in Phoenix really want to sponsor or really want to help or really want to see. Just really want to see. I just want to see what this is all about. We're trying to make it. We're trying to make it available for you all. So we're super excited. I mean, if you see us, we're smiling from ear to ear to ear. And it's time for us. It's really time for us to rise. What's Deuteronomy 28? I am the head and not the tail. So when we know that, we work like that. And it's just our time to be the head and not the tail.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank y'all so much for sharing this information. And November the 11th is going to be a special day in South Phoenix. And we thank y'all for sharing this information. And hopefully it'll be packed to the brim and going after the event to see Christians and Muslims walking hand in hand in our community to make it a decent and safe place to live. That's going to change that city. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you. And brother, may I say one more thing? It would be so improper for me to not thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for all of his hard work, all of his sacrifices that he is making for me, my children, and our families. Thank him for our children. Thank him for teaching me. If it was not for him standing up, I wouldn't be here today. So I cannot end this call without saying I love him. He is my leader, teacher, and guide. And I thank Allah for him, because if it was not him teaching me the proper way of handling people, how the keys to successful marriages, if it wasn't for him teaching me different things, I would not be able to stand out here and even talk about what I'm talking about today if it was not for his sacrifices. So I cannot end it without thanking the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Thank you so much, Sister Lakeisha Muhammad and Evangelist Joyce. Thank y'all so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, sir.